Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of healing, a very important subject, and we have talked about these principles of healing. We've talked about the fact that healing belongs to every single Christian that is born again, that it has been accomplished by the redemption on the cross, that now once we are right with God, now it is our right in Christ, and it is a part of the salvation of the Lord. It is a part now of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And you and I have authority over sickness and disease and over all the evil spirits. And remember that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Sickness and disease is oppression of the devil. And we also talked about the fact that God's will is for you to be healed. He's the Lord that healeth thee. He's the one who heals you of all of your diseases. Psalms 103 verse 3. It is His Word that's going to bring forth healing in your life. We also know the fact that it's His will for you to prosper and be in health, but it's even as thy soul prospers, means it's tied into your soul realm prosperity in life. Jesus is the healer, as He went forth and with authority and with power healed the sick. He cast out the devils and released the healing power of God. The way you and I do it is through the authority delegated to us through the name of Jesus. The name, through faith in that name, will release the healing power. Now it is faith that's going to release it, and it is faith that is going to receive it. Remember that He said to those, the blind men and so many different ones, as we've talked about, your faith has made you whole. As you have believed, so be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. Your faith is going to receive from the Lord. And it's important that you understand that you have to exercise your faith. You have a general spirit of faith, and then you exercise your faith by doing the Word of God. You hear the Word of God that gives you a specific faith on healing, then you act upon the Word to put it in operation. In 2 Chronicles 16:12, Asa did not seek the Lord, but he sought the physicians only, and he ended up dying. We're not against physicians, but you better seek the Lord, because the physicians, all they're doing is dealing with things in the natural realm, and they're not dealing with the source or the cause of it, which is, of course, the cause is through sin, and the source of it, as far as what's enforcing it, are the evil spirits that come in, because Satan is the one who brings these things against people. Also, he can, of course, come against you just directly if you do not resist him, and if you are not taking authority over the works of the enemy. If you will cast out all the spirits that have come in you, and they've come in from three general ways, inheritance, your own sins, or victimization, as well as take hold of the healing power of God or receive the healing power of God, then you will see the victory. Spiritual power must be brought forth to deal with the enemy. Now, remember the fact that healing is a process, and that you are going to take hold of the mercy of God, the healing mercy of God that's available. Remember, the mercies of God are new every morning, and that's God's love and action towards you, which is healing. Remember, the blind men were calling out for mercy. And why? Because they knew that that was the healing power that would flow forth into them when mercy was released. You receive healing through different means, and remember that deliverance is one thing and healing is another thing. Deliverance is casting out the evil spirits, which are the root cause of the problem in most all cases, especially from inheritance or your own sins. Then you also are to receive healing if the casting out of the spirits does not solve the problem. Ways that you receive healing are through laying on of hands. Remember Mark 16:18, they lay hands on the sick and they recover. We saw it in Acts 28:8, where they laid hands on the father of Publius who had the bloody flux. Another way that you receive healing, anointing of oil. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. James 5, verse 14 to 16, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save or heal the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he's committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. We know in Mark 6:13 how they went forth, the disciples, and they cast out many devils, and they anointed with oil. than many, and they were healed. They healed the sick. Another way is through the prayer of faith, which we already mentioned in James 5, the prayer of faith, Mark 11:24. What things soever you desire, the word desire, aiteo, a demand of what's due you, present tense, continuous repeated action of the prayer of faith. When you pray, present tense participle, believe, a commanding imperative verb in the present tense, that you receive, the Greek word lambano, a self-prompted taking hold of, and you do it all continuously and repeatedly until you see the desired result. So the prayer of faith is continuous and repeated, praying without ceasing, not feigning, until you see the results. Also through speaking the word, remember that authority is released through words. Just as the centurion, he was under authority, the Roman government, in authority over the men, and he commanded them spoken words, and they obeyed. In like manner, Jesus was under authority of the Father in heaven, in authority over sickness, disease, and devils, and he spoke words that they obeyed. It's important for you to realize you are going to speak commanding words to cast out the spirits, and you're going to speak commanding words to release healing power to flow into a person, just as Jesus did. He said, "Be thou clean, be thou made whole, be opened." He spoke commanding words to release the healing power into a person. You're going to speak it into being. Remember Romans 4:17. We call those continually, those things that are not being as being, literally, speaking them into being. The gifts of healings, which are by the Spirit of God as He wills, and they are ministry gifts that operate through those who have those particular gifts. Also special anointings that can manifest as the handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from Paul's body, or they were put on the people's bodies, and the people were healed, and the evil spirits left them. That shows you that the anointing is transferable, and it can be transferred through articles of clothing or handkerchiefs or these kind of things. Now, there's no conflict with medicine, with acting in faith. The spiritual is dealing with the power of God and dealing with evil spirits, while the medicine is dealing with things in the natural realm. And that is an important point, because some people out there that have taught that you should throw away your medicine or get rid of your medicine or you're not in faith. Well, that is not true. Medicine is dealing with things in the natural realm, correcting imbalances in the natural realm caused by the effects of the sickness and disease from the evil spirits, from the devil, that has caused that problem in you. Now, getting rid of the medicine is not going to get rid of the devils. It's not going to get rid of the sickness and disease. It is not going to overcome the enemy or take hold of healing power. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. You're going to take hold of it with your faith, and you're going to cast out the spirits with your faith. Medication is simply correcting the imbalances caused by what the spirits have done in a person. Now, there can be medication that can have a curative value, and so that's fine. Medication that does not have a curative value is simply is correcting for the imbalances, whether it's chemical imbalances or physical imbalances, such as like diabetes, correcting for the imbalances in the blood sugar level. These are things that are simply correcting the problem at hand. They're not going to heal you, of course, and they must continue using that until they get healed. So you don't go off your medication as an act of faith. No, you cast out the spirits and take hold of the healing power of God. And once you've done that, then you will see the healing will come into manifestation, and then the medicine will get reduced little by little until it's gone. We also have talked about reasons why people don't get healed, and just in summary of that, lack of knowledge. You got to know that healing the scriptures and it belongs to you. Unbelief, of course. If you don't believe, you're not going to get healed. Unforgiveness, or any kind of areas of sin regarding iniquity in your heart, God's not going to respond to your prayer. If you are just mentally ascending but not acting on the word, you're not going to get healed, because faith without works is dead. If you do not hold fast your confession and continue to speak forth into being the healing power, then you're not going to see it, because you continually speak it forth until it's manifest. If you don't have confidence in God's word, knowing that He's going to perform it, then you're not going to see anything happen in your life. If you're not right before God, another hindrance, you got to be right before Him in spirit as well as in your walk to be righteous before Him. If you look at sense evidence over the word, looking at your circumstances, responding to what you see or feel in the natural, then you stop your faith and you'll not get healed. If you're reasoning, if you're in discouragement, doubt, fear, wavering, any of these kind of areas, that's going to hinder you from possessing your promises of healing. if you're not steadfast in the soul realm. You must be steadfast in the soul realm, otherwise you will not maintain hope. And remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You must also be long-suffering. Long-suffering in the face of the circumstances that have not changed. They will change in due season, but you keep on casting out, taking hold of healing until the healing is manifest. Also, you must know you have authority over the devil. If you don't know your authority, you're not going to be able to be successful. You also must cast out the evil spirits. And if you don't cast out the evil spirits, then if your sickness and disease is rooted in evil spirits, which most all of them are, you're not going to get healed. If you don't know it's God's will for all to be healed, then, of course, you're never going to be able to exercise faith. It is absolutely the will of God for all to be healed, as he said to the leper, I will. If you're just hoping and not releasing your faith, that won't get it done, because hope is good, but faith is what brings your hopes into being. If you don't act on the word, then your faith is dead. Remember, faith without works is dead. If you faint and you give up, no, the Bible says men must always pray and not faint. And if you will continually sow to yourselves in righteousness, you'll reap in mercy. And if you continue to sow in due season, you'll reap if you faint not. If you're in disobedience, of course, that'll hinder you from being healed. If you don't have a merry heart, that's going to give place to the enemy. We've got to watch that we don't let the enemy have place through the soul realm. It'll have an adverse effect upon your heart, and that's what you believe with. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. But if you allow a broken spirit, and for us, we don't have a broken spirit in the New Testament because our spirit's right, but you can be broken up in the soul realm, that will cause an adverse effect, and it says it dries the bones. Also, another hindrance is just praying one time and thinking that that's done and I'm just supposed to stand. No, you continually pray, as we talked about Mark 11:24 and all the major prayer scriptures. Mark 11:23, speaking of the mountain, present tense of the verb. Hebrews 4:14, present tense of the verb. Romans 4:17, present tense of the verb. All these things, casting out the evil spirits, Mark 1:25, Mark 9:25, all of these are in the present tense, continuous, repeated action. In other words, you continually pray with authority to cast out the spirits and pray to take hold of the healing power of God with your faith. And so God will heal you. God will deliver you. He will set you free. But you're going to have to do what the Word says. Healing belongs to you. If you will cast out all the spirits, and if you will take hold of the healing power of God and do it continuously until you see the results, you will see that the mercy of God will manifest and you will see that God will heal you, restore you, and make you whole. And where we all want to come to the place of is driving everything out, so we come to the place of being healed and living in divine health so that no plague comes nigh our dwelling. Be a doer. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.